Right. Oh, I should have cleared my throat before, really. sorry about that. I might actually turn that microphone down a bit. There we go. I feel like that's better. But I've got no way of knowing. I've got no way of knowing how loud your device is. Okay? That's not on me. But I'm going to keep it at this level now so you can set your device accordingly and then we can crack on. Right. I think this is all working. I'm going to assume it is. Which seems like a useful tool currently. The tool of assumption. I mean, if that's not a fable waiting to happen, I don't know what is. Right, okay, I'm going to pop that there. I'm going to move this here, and I'm going to play a song or two. Then I'll come back and say hello. My finger's hurting a bit, but I can't imagine that causing real problems over the next 90 minutes. But you never know. Right, here we go. Oh, I've done it wrong. Hang on. I've done it wrong, I think. I don't think you could hear that. And I'll tell you why you couldn't hear it. Because this has reset in the interim. Hang on. Just going to pop it on there. Listening on this iPad. Right, look. So I'm talking quietly because, you know, it's the middle of the night and my house has very thin walls, actually, it turns out. when next door are cooking onions, I can tell. But that is more to do with the smell than the sound. Anyway, so, right, let's have another crack at that and see if it comes through here like it should. Pardon me. A bit burpy. Listening on this computer. No, listen on Daniel's iPad. Right, there we go. Now, here we go. Drag that back to there. Right, hang on. I mean, it's still not coming through, is it? So that is a real blow because, I mean, if that's not going to work, then the whole thing is a disaster. But hang on, let's see if I can fix it. I am actually, you know, very capable. Right, okay, listening on Daniel's iPad, yeah, and then that comes through here. I did, look, I'm as aware as you are that this sort of blundering is very on brand, but I came into this room an hour ago and I did a little practice and it was all fine. So this is, and I think I'm all right to say this at this time of night. This is a real kick in the dick if this goes to shit. Because I really don't want to just have to talk to you for an hour and a half. I'd rather, and again, I really don't want you to take this the wrong way, chop my plonker off and whack it up my own back passage. I think that's fine because there was no out-and-out rude words in that. Right, let's see. Why isn't this coming through here? Come on. Let's close that and reopen it. What I'm doing, just so you know, is I'm running Spotify on an iPad through an Apogee Jam device into a USB adapter into a USB-C, is it, port? Anyway, basically I'm doing this in my house. I'm doing this in my house, I'll tell you that for absolute gratis. Because that's reasonable and sensible. Right, let's try this. Let's see. Oh, now where was that coming from? Hang on, has everyone listened to that? Oh, right, I think I've got it working. Hang on, let me donk that on there. Sorry that I'm using such sweet, sweet radio lingo. Plonk that in there. Try this. we go.
I had a groundbreaking idea, but I forgot to write it down. Now every thought starts to distort and they chase themselves around. Every concept loses meaning when you look at it too long. And today's amazing line becomes tomorrow's awful song. Well, time's longer than rope, I once heard somebody say. There's nowhere to tie the end onto, so I just float away. And it's been 3 weeks since I've seen the cheeks of friends I was goodbye kissing. So I feed the magpie mince and hope he'll stay a while to listen. We all cope in different ways, so don't be too hard on yourself. A hopeless string of empty days, like standing on an Arctic shelf, staring deep into the void of your undiscovered mind, searching desperately to find some comfort from the malaise. We all cope in different ways. We now watch the kind of films our former selves would not believe. Old DVDs of Keanu Reeves and we sneeze into our sleeves. I make calls to my great auntie, file tax 10 quarters old, but each receipt reminds me of when we were free and bold. Then I got lost in Jane Austen, a posthumous work persuasion. She's the early 1800s poster girl for isolation. Her characters claim love if from some wealthy socialite, but Jane retained a single life and stayed at home to write. We all cope in different ways, so don't be too hard on yourself. A hopeless string of empty days, lie standing on an Arctic shelf, staring deep into the void of your undiscovered mind, searching desperately to find some comfort from the malaise. We all cope in different ways. They say the world's been granted this chance for collective zen, but I keep refreshing to find more death in my heart, it breaks again. But statistics are just fish sticks without the human faces. How can I empathize with all...
Wanna talk about myself. Self. I just know a lot about art. I'm sorry I forgot your name.
Look.
Tell me what you think about God.
God.
luxurious vagina multi-brand booty. Mm. Fashion, fashion, model, model, odd, 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 odd. Fashion, fashion, model, model, odd, 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 odd. Fashion, fashion, model, model, odd, 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 odd. Fashion, fashion, model, model, odd.
Right, so what's happened there is is a few things, actually. I'm going to talk you through them. The first thing that happened was I noticed halfway through the first song, which was We All Cope in Different Ways by Darren Hanlon, that the little red thing where it says connect, and if it's red, that means it's connected. And there, I saw that. Had gone grey, and then a little pop-up window came up and said, you're not connected. And I stayed remarkably calm, actually, there, and just restarted the programme, tried to reconnect again, and then it wouldn't let me. Then it said, this is a direct quote, I mean, that's immediately made it clear that it's not a direct quote. It'd be nice if a computer just occasionally was like, yes, no, I have been meaning to tell you, actually. But it said, you need to change your network environment or reconfigure the program. And I was like, well, I mean, you may as well ask me to stitch a hat, because I can't, is my point. And then it just started working again. And I was like, oh, amazing, it's working. And so then I spoke for quite a while, explaining what had happened, briefly blaming my next-door neighbours before realising that it can't possibly be their fault because I'm on my own internet network, and I've invested in a mesh. I said that, and then I made some sort of quip about it being an investment, all the while being quite pleased that I got it working again. And then I pressed play on another song, and it was at that point I realised I hadn't had the microphone turned on for the whole time that I'd been talking. So it was a mixture, actually. It was a mixture of faults. There was a technical fault beyond my control, and then there was incompetence utterly within my purview. That's what we had there. So that was that second song was Fashion Model Art by Haiku Hands. So there you go. I think, all right, I'm just gonna have to assume now that it's gonna keep working. I did a little run of these at the start of lockdown, and it didn't crash, actually. For the whole thing, it was all fine. So I'm doing it from home. I'm doing it in my study. Oh, I don't know if you can hear that helicopter. Yeah? Hang on, I'll turn my microphone up and then you might be able to hear it better. Yeah, you hear that? Yeah. That's a helicopter. That's a helicopter flying around over Crystal Palace. Anytime I hear a helicopter, I assume that criminals escaped. I mean, that can't be it, surely, because it is there quite a lot, and there's not really a prison near here. I think the nearest one is Wandsworth, and they've had to really schlepped over here. Anyway, sorry, a little bit burpy there. I I made a curry earlier and I put it in some corn tortillas. I'm not entirely sure that it worked as a combo, but I was hungry. So it went down quick, but it didn't go down quite far enough. Testify. Right. Okay. So the idea of these shows is something to do, isn't it? Something to do. Drop my pen. Guys, I'll get that in a minute. Yeah? We don't need that. I reckon I'll play another couple of songs, right? And then maybe then I'll tell you about my day, although there's very little. I mean, that makes it sound like there's something. There isn't, you know, but my point is, I normally like to start with like a few songs back to back, but to begin with, it wasn't working, and then it was working, and then I didn't think it was working when it wasn't, but it sort of was, but in a different way. So it's basically been a very bitty start. I do apologise for that. Just scratching my ankle there. Again, far from ideal. I've actually spent quite a lot of time choosing songs as well today, which is quite rare for me. I think we'll have one that'll wake me up, and then maybe one that'll slow me down, and then we'll be back where we are now. Well, that's just what life is, isn't it? Up and down and back to the start, is it? I don't think so, actually. Oh, well.
Don't sit. regular spot. Sometimes I go there, other times not. It's been there so long, that's just the way that it is. I don't want to think that it could go out of biz. I don't want to go there, cause it might be the last time. I just want it to be there if I happen to pass by. That's what makes it good, that's what makes it okay. When I don't have to work or stress to just make it stay. I don't want it to be there, cause I fought or demanded. I just want to love it and to take it for granted. I never felt charming and it always felt unfair. Then we met at a concert or a party or somewhere. Soon I don't know whose house is where my gray hooded shirt is. Cause I guess that we're dating or whatever the word is. And I'm glad when we're eating and discussing our plans. I know already we'll be hanging out next week in advance. That's what makes us relax, that's what makes it a life. When you don't have to worry about these things every night. It's not a very good fire if it just stays when you fanned it. What's the point if we can't just take each other for granted? Apartment that could turn into ash. I've got backups and combis that could all burn and crash. I've got this old car, but it could fly off the road. I've got these two eyeballs, but they both might explode. I've got all my limbs, but will I have them forever? I've got fingers here that any random door hinge could sever. But the building that's standing shuns the bricks it stood up with. And the family still living are the ones to put up with. Cause you can put down a blanket anywhere on this planet, but you'll become very anxious unless you take it for granted. The world is so fragile, every moment's enchanted. But it's all a sad battle if I can't take it for granted. I just want to love it and to take it for granted.
Right, there we go. I mean, that's the next step, isn't it? I guess the next step is being able to do it and not say, right, there we go. But, you know, that's just how I do it. That's a rule that applies in all areas of my life. Right, that was Take It For Granted by Jeffrey Lewis. Before that was Never Fight a Man With a Perm by Idols. Right, now, look. So... I think, it's probably too early to tell, but I think, I'm just going to close the window. I think that I've made a slight mistake because I'm too tired. I'm too tired to do this. I'll be fine, like a few nights in, I'll be fine because my body clock will have worked its way back round. But I've been going to bed quite early the last few days. Last night, pardon me, I went to bed quite early because this morning I had to go to a garage. No big deal. I've got a camper van and it's been very ill. And there's a garage. I got a recommendation from another man in a camper van. I was on my bike. I'm multi-vehicular, but I was on my bike and I rode past a man in a camper van and I said to him, "Have you got a recommendation for a mechanic?" And he said that he had, and that never happens. I've asked a lot of people in camper vans if they've got a recommendation, and that they never have. Anyway, he said, "I have. Here's his number." I phoned the number and said to the guy who answered it, "Oh, hello, I got given your number by a man in a camper van. I asked if he had any recommendations. He gave me your number and said you were brilliant." And the bloke on the other end of the phone said, "Oh, well, you must have the wrong number then. I can't imagine anyone talking about us that way." And I was like, yes, 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 please. Yes, please. If there's one thing that I am predisposed towards, it's aggressive self-deprecation that actually implies a very high level of self-regard. I mean, I'm all for that. I'm all for that, Keith. He's not called Keith. Anyway, I had to take the van to him this morning because they fixed the engine last week and now the battery's not good. And anyway, I'll be honest with you. I'm spending a lot of my time at the moment Googling cars. Specifically, I'm searching for a specific car. I'm not just researching what cars are. I know what cars are. Cool, right? Anyway, I'm looking for I'm looking for a Volvo V40 because it's got the headlight wipers, and that's, I mean, you know, I just think if you can get a car with headlight wipers and a tape player, it's got a tape player and a CD player and headlight wipers, and I just think, I mean, if you can get that sort of car, then why wouldn't you? It's like a silly old car. Well, I guess I've answered my own question there, inadvertently. Anyway, so I had to get up early and go to the garage, and I am. It's fair to say I'm absolutely buggered, but we'll plug away and we'll get through it. I'm going to be doing 4 of these a week all through August, but because it's sort of traditional that I spend, you know, sort of Monday to Thursday nights at midnight in August, just regretting the thing that I've planned and sort of slightly letting everyone down. That's a reference to some late night stand-up shows that I've done in Edinburgh during the festival over the years. Thank you. Thank you very much. Classic self-depro gear. Right, let's have some more songs. I'm gonna make myself a drink. I think I'm gonna have to read. I mean, this is gonna throw off my days completely because I'm gonna have to retime my afternoon coffee. I'm gonna have to push it late, but not so late that it keeps me awake after the show. I just want to be coming down off the coffee buzz about now, and yeah. Anyway, in many ways, not your problem to solve. I'm on it. Don't worry. You can just sit back and enjoy the music. Yeah? Yeah. I'm going to put a long one on and go to the kitchen. yeah, that's probably not something that you meant to articulate, but it is lovely. So let's see. Here we go.
Such a hurry, and please remember me. forgotten one another, and when the morning came, I was ashamed. Only now it seems so silly that season left the
if I make the pearly gates. come on.
That is, that's a good song. I mean, that is such a good song. I didn't go to the kitchen. I'm just sat here. Just sat here and listened to that. So, I mean, I'm still tired is the upshot of it. But I've also had a text off a friend of mine who has bought a V40. But so far I've had three text messages and two emails, right? And obviously I know all the people who've texted me, and I know one of the persons I know one person of the two people who's emailed me. So it's just like a sort of, I mean, it's weird. It's weird. It's just me talking to a handful of friends. Right now, oh God, I should have definitely made myself a cup of tea, but I didn't because I got too into the sweet vibes, and also I got fairly caught up with that noise was a motorbike. I mean, imagine riding a motorbike. You'd have to be, and I don't expect any blowback on this at all, a bell end, wouldn't you? I mean, it's like driving a convertible car. I can understand, oh, it's nice to feel the wind in your hair, but maybe open a window and look less like a I was going to say a prime cut turnip, but for some reason, my brain popped an L where the R should be. Not for the filth time. Not bad, actually. No, quite quick as a recovery. Oh, that's an argument. That is an argument happening in the street. I'm terribly sorry if you heard any bad language there. I feel like a football commentator. Listen, I'm terribly sorry if you heard any bad language there. But if you do press the red button, you can hear this radio show with a massive live audience. They're absolutely losing their minds for my jams and my quips. Speaking of which, I've ordered a lot of apricots. Because I made a batch of apricot jam early lockdown, and I've absolutely ploughed through it like a pig in shit. And I love that apricot jam. So I'm going to make another batch. And I'm not sure how thoroughly you grasped jam making, but if you're going to make apricot jam, you do need apricots and jam. That's what you need. Right, so let's have a think about what... this isn't the time to have a think, is it? It's when the music on is the time to have a think. But I was texting my friend about his Volvo V40. I mean, it turns out that he's bought a much more recent, significantly more expensive model than the one I'm looking at. I'm looking at sort of very early 2000s for about £800. Just because, I mean, you know, why wouldn't you do that? Apart from all the obvious reasons. Right, so I've got my window open because if I don't have it open, I feel too hot in this room. And I don't mean sexy. I mean, you know, warm, sort of unhelpfully warm, sleepy is what I mean. So I've opened a window, so we might hear, maybe we'll hear an owl. Ooh, who's that walking along the snicket? I can see someone walking along the snicket. I think he's wearing a parka. I mean, it's not the weather for a parka, is it? Oh, and here comes a helicopter again, huh? Listen up. Literally up. Listen up, yeah? There's the chopper, and I've just seen someone walking along in a parka. Now, if that's not an escape crimbo, trying to act cash, but he's got the wrong coat on, because that was the coat that he went into prison in the winter, yeah? I've got it. I'm actually quite the detective. I've been doing... It is good to have something to aim for at the end of the day, I think. But I think we can all also agree that I'm not hitting the target. You can aim for something, but you can still miss it. I think that's what we're learning here. And I rode my bike as well. That was the thing. I got up early to go to the garage, put my bike in the back of the camper van, and then the camper van wouldn't start. I had to start it with my jump pack, which is, you know, it's a battery that you can start a car or a van from that's portable. I mean, the phrase jump pack definitely implies like a jet pack, but one specifically where you can just do a big jump rather than fly. You just do like a massive jump. I've got my jump pack on. Oh yeah, where are you going? Chile. Boing, and then you're off. I mean, you know, when does jumping stop and flying start? I'm going to ask the big questions on this show. I'm not scared. I mean, I'm tired, but I'm not scared. I've been going into the woods. I mean, what made you... Well, scared, I suppose. Scared, maybe I'm thinking of the woods. Look, I've got an apple tree in my back garden, right? I'm not swinging it about. I didn't plant it. I've got a little back garden, and the apple tree is a bit too big for it. It sort of spills over into my neighbour's gardens, and it's definitely due a trim. But my plan, it's not an eating apple tree, it's a cooking apple tree. I tried to explain that to a five-year-old in the street a couple of days ago, and he was justifiably flummoxed by the idea of an apple you couldn't eat. And me explaining that you could eat it after you cooked it, that didn't help. That, if anything, poured petrol onto the fire of his confusion. Oh, there's a little confused moth crawling across my computer. I mean, imagine trying to work out what that was if you were a moth. Ah, well. We're all dealing with puzzles, aren't we? Anyway, my plan is to use some of the apples off my tree and to pick some blackberries that I've seen in the woods and make a blackberry and apple crumble. It's just important, I think, to have targets. It's important to feel like something is being achieved. That's what I think. And that moth has just crawled up onto the very top surface and down the back of my computer. Lovely. Lovely, lovely stuff. Right, let's pause that, click that on, and then I reckon we'll have... Where's that one that I heard earlier that I liked? So this album, it's quite clangy and a bit odd, but then great. And then it's sort of like it sort of swirled. Well, what I'll do is I'll play you this and then you'll see what I mean. But I'm all for it.
and sidestep summer. I was drowned in winter, and I dived through her, and I threw it all away.
Up her wings, was a time before we were born. If someone asked, this is where I'll be.
There you go. Oh, shut up. Thank you. I have to stop saying there you go. I just need to go straight into chat or do a professional back announce. But, you know, I don't want to do a professional. Well, I don't want to. You can't make me. But I will. That was Thrills by LCD Sound System. Before that was This Must Be The Place, a cover of that by Iron & Wine with, what's his name? I need to expand this window to get his name. Ben, what is it? Bridwell. And before that was Sidestep Summer by Daniel Bloomberg from the album On and 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 On. It's a lot of ons and ampersands. But it's I like that album. I listened to a lot of it earlier and I was like, this is... Because to begin with, you're like, what's this honking squawk fest? And then you're sort of like, aye, there's something going on here. Which, you know, I'll be honest, I'd be happy with a similar listener experience. I'm just going to have a go on my inhaler because having the window open is all well and good, but it is making me sneeze and thereafter wheeze. So just one moment. Yumma-dums. I love Ventolin. I'm not even asthmatic. I'm just a hound for the puff. I've got a lot of post-it notes on my window in front of me of things that I have intended to do during lockdown and the ensuing mess. I haven't really done any of them. I've got a pottery wheel. I've got a pottery wheel in my house. I got that quite early. Got heavily into it. Heavily into throwing pots. And then realised that I didn't have a kiln. And so it was a sort of thoroughly unsatisfying couple of months, really, before the studio up the road reopened. And then I could get stuff cooked. I'm not sure that's the technical term, but it was odd, you know. Like I love making pots, and all of a sudden it was starting to make me miserable. And I was like, "Well, what's going on here then? Surely I've not lost interest in this already. Surely I've not lost interest in an enthusiasm after a serious financial investment in said enthusiasm. That's not like me." But it turned out that it was just the fact that I couldn't finish them. And it was that was the thing. The thing has to be finished, I think, at the moment. That's why I then got quite into, who didn't? But I then started to make bread because then you get to finish it. You get to finish it and you get to finish it, if you know what I mean. I mean, I live alone, so I get to finish it, and then I get to start it, and then I get to finish it, you know. And it's the satisfaction of starting a thing and seeing it finished, and then you can cross it off your list. Although that's not the noise of crossing it off your list. This is the noise of crossing it off your list. There we go. I didn't. I mean, a little glimpse here behind the cloth. That was just the noise of a line being drawn. I didn't actually cross anything off. Cross anything off the list. I still haven't been and made myself a drink. I've got quite a fancy kettle. I've got quite a fancy kettle. I guess I'll say it one more time, just in case there's anyone listening who doesn't already think I'm a mammoth tool. I've got quite a fancy kettle. It's a pour over kettle, so it takes ages to boil, and then it takes ages for it to pour out. Great for me when I'm making my coffee, but I know that when my parents are finally able to come and visit again, it'll drive my dad absolutely insane. I think it will amuse them, and then I think it will irritate them when they're up before me and they're making their own hot drinks. So I think I'm going to have to get a special kettle that I have when my mum and dad are here. And by special, I mean very ordinary. I'll have an ordinary tea kettle, and then I'll have my fancy dickhead coffee kettle. This all seems worth planning. Now, I'm not on. Look, I mean, the truth of it is that normally at this time of night, I'm watching a film, right? I'm not talking to people that I can't see, am I? Well, I mean, right, I'll rephrase that. I'll be more specific. I'm not broadcasting to people, right? So you do have to bear with me. I mean, this is the thing. I got excited and thought, oh, I could do shows at midnight and that'll be fun. That'll be something to aim for. But now I am like, it's just getting in the way, really, because really what I'd like to be doing is watching a film and having some crumble. But, you know, needs must. I am nothing if not a semi-professional. Anyway, it's, I mean, it's nearly done. There's only 20 minutes left, and then it's bedtime for Dan Dan. That's what I've started calling myself. Right, I reckon we'll have another song. And I think, whilst this one's on, I'm going to go for a wee. And if you need a wee, this might be the time to do it. Let's call this our weeing song. This is called Dog Proposal, and it's by Dry Cleaning. Let me... Oh, I need to shrink that back down. Shrink that back down. I'm not sure I'm going to go for a wee now, because I do like this song. So let's not... Right, look. The next song... Right, yeah. Right. So I'm going to go for... Listen, if you want to know when I'm weeing... Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I've actually got, I bought myself a streaming camera, because I'm going to do some shows from empty theatres in October, and I've got myself a little camera that can just stream directly. It's very good. So, you know, if I'd have thought about it, I could have streamed my stream. Terrible, awful stuff. But it is 1:10 where I live, so cut me some effing S. Where's that song gone? There it is. Right, that's up there. That's where it needs to be. Here we go. Hang on. Donk.
I've joined a gym. The key is routine, fix regular times in your schedule and skip to them. Seriously, shame. Oh,
Lovely stuff. No, shut up, I paused you. That was just a man desperately trying not to say, there you go. If you ever wanted to know how that sounded, it sounds like that. That was When I Was Done Dying by Dan Deacon, and before that was Dog Proposal by Dry Cleaning. It's not that cold. It's such... It's very interesting. I think the thing about the night, you know, it's like, everyone is obviously, you know, not everyone. Generally, people are quieter in the night, in the dark. But then if you've got like, I just feel like I'm listing all the things I've got, but I've got a jasmine, shrub. I've got a jasmine plant shrub in my garden, and I've twisted its tendrils around a string of lights, and so when I sort of so it feels like, oh, it's the nighttime, everyone, oh, no. But if I go out there and I turn those lights on, I'm like, oh, this is fine. You know, this is just a place to be, you know, and it smells amazing. I actually read something that said that the best time to pick fruit is the nighttime. You know, which is, I mean, you know, that's fine. That's fine for my apples, but I mean, obviously, a bit scary to a bit scary to go into the woods in the middle of the night to pick blackberries. I think that's just me. I think I did go for a bike ride though at about this time, maybe 2 months ago, was it? I streamed an old show, and I introduced it. And I was doing it at 9 p.m. local time for Melbourne, New York, and for London. So the New York one was 9 p.m. New York time, but it was 2 a.m. London time. And so I had to stay awake. And I went for a bike ride around at pretty much this exact time. And it was lovely. Like, it was so warm. I had shorts and T-shirt on, and that was it. And shoes and socks and pants and my glasses, since you ask. But it was so, it felt so good and weird. Anyway, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It is now 1:21. So we're nearly there. I found an old, I'll tell you this. I found an old, this is it, I think. This is an old, script. This is a script of a show that I found, and I was reading it. It's not bad. wow. Yeah, it was a show that I did in Edinburgh in 2012, and the show was just me reading out the script of a show, and so I did the show here in this room yesterday to no one but me. I just have read that script. Not total dog shit. Not completely not dog shit, but certainly not total dog shit. Anyway, there we go. Put that down there. Get that out of the way. I reckon, well, it's now 1:22, so probably one more song. It depends how long it is, of course. Famously, notoriously. Well, let's see if there's any whopper. Oh, well, I mean, you know, yes. Well, let's just play two short ones and have a nice time. Yeah? Okay. Let's play two short ones and have a nice time, and then we can all go to bed, apart from the people that are listening in a place where it's not bedtime, or the people who are listening in a place where it is bedtime but don't want to or aren't able to go to bed. Basically, let's play two and have a nice... Shut up, you. Let's play two and have a nice time, and then I'll go to bed, and you can do what you want, yeah? Here we go.
Yup. as plants and trees. Make a closer inspection. If you get down on your knees. Now everybody's coming to my house, and I'm never gonna be alone. And everybody's coming to my house, and I'm never gonna go back home. I'm pointing and describing, and I can be your guide. The scheme is just a roadmap. The view is
there you go. I said it again there because I suddenly thought, oh, I've left the microphone on, I think, all the way through those last two songs. So I hope I wasn't... Oh, no. What did I say to myself? Anyway, that's it. There's 15 seconds left. And so now it's not a time for regret. That was Everyone's Coming to My House. Everybody's Coming to My House.